It's Gunsmoke. Starring Bob Marks as Matt Dillon.
Hey, Doc.
How about passing me another one of them biscuits, are we?
Sure, here you go, Matt.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So you're going to be gone, what, 3 weeks up there to Wichita, huh?
Yeah, Matt, daggone it, it's so rare that we get a medical convention this close to Dodge. And, well, Matt, there's so much happening in medicine these days, I just got to go. I know I'm going to be missed around here, but... That's just the way it's got to be. Just the way it's got to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, Doc, Wichita's got some things going on in it that they don't have here in Dodge. You sure maybe that's not the reason that you're going, huh?
Well, you got me there, too, Matt. Wichita's pretty developing place, and, yeah, I'm going for the social life a little bit. Besides, there's going to be a fellow there I went to medical school with. From back east, old Olaf Schmidt. He's a German fella. Boy, we had some good times in medical school. I haven't seen him for, pretty near 12, 13 years now. It's going to be good to see him. Well,
you know, Doc, you should bring him back to Dodge with you. Where things are growing around here, we could sure use another doctor.
Yeah. You know, Matt, that's quite an idea there. Pass me a biscuit there, would you, Matt? Thanks. Nice. It'd be one heck of an idea to have him back here, Matt. Boy, we had some good times together. And I tell you, if they don't get another cook here at Delmonico, we're going to need people just to treat all the food poisoning cases. I think I'm coming down with one right now.
Yeah, well, you know, Doc, I wouldn't be... too particular about eating this stew if I just knew what kind of meat this was in it, you know?
I got no idea what it might be.
Well, Doc, you sure you're going to be all right? It's pretty cold outside.
That's,
about a week's drive there? You going by stagecoach?
Yeah, I'm going to walk. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a good thing to do.
You mean walk or take a stagecoach?
Oh, you old fool.
Yeah, well, the other alternative would be go by buggy, but then I'd have to break camp every night. And, well, man, it's just too much of a hassle when you're getting a little bit old like me and your blood gets a little bit thick here in the winter to break camp and build a fire every night. So, yeah, I'm going to go by stagecoach.
Well, Doc, here's to you. And you have a safe trip, and we'll see you in a few weeks here. Waiter.
Yes,
waiter.
Marshall. Yes, Marshall.
More coffee.
Yes, sir. Right
away. My daddy came to Kansas. Find a home in Kansas. Hi, Mr. Dillon.
Hi, Chester. How you doing?
Pretty good. Cold enough for you out there, Mr. Dillon.
Well, I tell you, Chester, it gets much colder. I think my fingers are going to fall off or something.
Yeah.
Polishing up your shoes, huh? You got yourself a date tonight or something?
Yeah, getting the old boots together real shiny here, Mr. Dillon. You know Betty Lou Evans?
Mm-hmm.
I got a date tonight to go down to the barn dance. We're going to have a good time. She's a pretty old squishy girl, Mr. Dillon. We'll have a good time. We'll have a good time for sure.
Well, I'll hold the port down while you're gone there, Chester.
Mr. Dillon, there's somebody at the door.
Yeah.
My daddy.
Well, don't bother yourself, Chester. I see you're busy. I'll get it.
Find a home.
Yeah, what do you want?
I came to see Marshall. Are you Marshall?
Yeah, I'm Matt Dillon. Hey, Luke, why don't you come inside? It's awful cold out there inside. You're letting all the heat out.
Certainly. Thank you, Marshall.
Hey, Chester, why don't you cut out the singing, okay?
Sure, Mr. Dillon, sure.
I got some company here, and I might not stay if he hears you singing very much more.
Mr. Dillon.
So,
What can I do for you, Mr.?
My name is not important, Marshal. I have just come to deliver to you this letter.
Oh, okay. Oh, I can't read this. It's not in English. It's in some sort of foreign language.
Well, that too, Marshal, does not matter. What matters is this, that you die.
Mr. Diddle, he's got a gun.
Chester. Chester, quick, throw me my gun.
Here you go, Mr. Dillon.
Thanks.
Hiding behind desk, Marshal, will avail you not. Please come out and meet your destiny.
Look, mister, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you came from. I don't much care. But let me tell you something. If you don't put down that gun right now, you're a dead man.
Let me tell you something, Marshal. I'm not interested in what you think. I'm just interested that you die. Goodbye, Marshal.
Looks like you got me, Marshal.
Mr. Dillon, you okay?
No, Chester, he winged me.
Oh, no, Mr. Dillon, that's just terrible.
Chester, Doc's in Wichita. You're going to have to dig the bullet out.
Oh, Mr. Dillon, there's no way that I could do that. Mr. Dillon, I'd be afraid that I'd hurt you or something, Mr. Dillon.
Chester, you got to or it's going to go bad. No, there in the top drawer of my desk is a knife. Get it and you can dig this thing out. Better get the whiskey, too.
How's your arm, Matt?
Well, I don't know. It's still pretty stiff, but I'm getting some use back out of it.
Thank goodness it wasn't your shooting arm.
Yeah. I tell you, I'd be cured up a lot faster if old Chester hadn't enjoyed playing doctor and cutting on me.
Oh, Mr. Dillon, you made me do it. I didn't want to cut in your arm. That wasn't no fun at all. Not at all.
You know, Kitty, he's telling you the truth. Actually, when he was cutting on me, it got so gory, he just about passed out a couple of times.
Oh, Mr. Dillon.
Well, Matt, did you ever find out who that fellow was you killed?
Nah, Kitty, we looked through his pockets, but we couldn't find no identification. Did look in his clothes, though. They had a laundry mark on him from somewhere in St. Louis. Sent a telegram, but I don't expect to hear nothing back on it.
That's sad.
Yeah.
A man dies and you don't even know who he is.
Well, Mr. Dillon, we still do have this paper here, the note that he gave us right here.
Yeah. It's weird, Kitty. I've shown this thing to a lot of people. Nobody seems to know what language it is. Here, you take a look. See if you can figure it out here.
Doesn't look like anything I've ever seen before. Hey, how about taking it over to Mr. Stearns, the schoolmaster?
Yeah, Mr. Dillon, he's a right smart fella. Maybe he could figure it out.
I've heard he knows quite a few foreign languages.
No, that's a good idea. I think I'll mosey on over there and talk to Stern.
See you later, Kitty.
Bye, Matt. Bye, Chester.
See you later, Miss Kitty. Well, Mr. Dillon, I never did get a chance to sit down and talk to this Mr. Stern fella. Do you know anything about him?
No, Chester. I just know that he came here about 3 years ago from Missouri. Take over teaching the young ones when school marm, what was her name?
You mean Jones?
Yeah, that's right. When she passed away, and as far as I know, he's been doing a good job ever since he came.
Well, here we are, Mr. Dillon. I sure hope he can read this letter for you.
Yeah, me too, Chester.
I tell you, Chester gets much colder. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, Marshall, Chester, what a pleasant surprise. It's good to see you. Why don't you come on in out of the cold before you freeze yourself to death?
Thank you, Stern. We'll just take you up on that.
Well, Marshall Chester. Hey, look, come on over here by the fire and warm yourself up. It's frightfully cold outside, just frightfully cold.
Thank you, Stern.
And what do I owe the pleasure of this visit to? What can I do for you, gentlemen?
Well, Stern, it's kind of a social call. Maybe, just maybe, there's a favor that you could do for me.
Mr. Dillon, should I show him the letter now?
Yeah, give me the letter here, Chester. Stern, before you came here and started being the schoolmaster, what'd you do in Missouri?
Well, Marshall, I'm very, very proud to say that I was a professor of linguistics at George Washington University in St. Louis before I came out here.
Well, Stern, that seems to be a big step down for you, from being some professor to just a schoolmaster. How come you did it?
Well, Marshall, to be honest with you, I was asked to resign. There were charges. The charges, however, were untrue, that I was involved in some, well, unsavory political activities, but didn't matter that they weren't true. The charges were there. I was framed. I had to resign, Marshall, and my only recourse was to get away from St. Louis, and west it was, and I came west until I found this position open in Dodge, and it's been quite delightful the last 3 years, quite delightful.
Well, Stern, your past and your politics are really none of my business, but look, maybe there's a favor you can do me. I got this letter here. It's written in some foreign language, and I sure would like to know what it says, and I was wondering if you'd read it to me.
Certainly, Marshall, certainly. Let's have a look here. Marshall Dillon, where did you get this note?
Stern, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. Crazy man came in my office and gave it to me and tried to put a bullet in my belly, but didn't work out for him. Hey, look, can you read it? Can you tell me what it says?
Yeah, I certainly can. Let me get my spectacles out of my desk drawer here.
Mr. Dillon, he's got a gun. Mr. Dillon, he's got a gun. Mr. Dillon, Mr. Dillon, are you okay, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, Chester, I'm okay. Stern, why did you do it? I didn't have any choice but to shoot you, Stern. Why? Why'd you do it? What did that letter say?
Marshall, you're certainly fast with your gun. I didn't even get a chance to get a shot off.
Look, Stern, never mind about that. Just tell me what that letter said. Stern, what did that letter say?
Marshall, I didn't know anybody as despicable as you could exist.
Oh, Mr. Dillon, what a shame. What a shame he's dead, Mr. Dillon. But, Mr. Dillon, you didn't have no choice. You didn't have no choice at all. He's drawing on you, and he'd have shot you, Mr. Dillon, if you hadn't shot him first.
Yeah, Chester, I know. But even when you do it in self-defense, it's never easy to kill a man. Hello, Carl. How's blacksmithing going?
Marshall, you came exactly at the right time. Just finished for sure. Look at it. It's beauty, is it not?
Yeah, Carl, nobody makes horseshoes like you do. Look, have you got a chance to replace that broken shoe on my horse yet?
Yes, Marshall, I have. He's right over here in the stall. You owe me 50 cents, please.
50 cents. Here you go. It's always a pleasure to pay somebody as hardworking as you, Carl. And I might add, somebody that does such daggone good work.
Well, thank you, Marshal. It's good to have compliment from you.
That's quite all right. Look, Carl, perchance, do you know how to read?
Certainly, Marshal. I know my native language, and in St. Louis, I learn how to read and write my English also. Very good. I'm very good in English, Marshal.
And, Carl, what would be your native tongue?
Romanian, Marshal, Romanian.
Well, maybe there is a favor that you can do me, Carl. I have here a letter, and it's in some foreign language, and I don't know if it's Romanian or not, but I'd like you to read it for me if it is. Now, before I show it to you, I want to tell you something, Carl. You can say some pretty despicable things about me, but whatever they are, I want you to tell me. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, Marshal, me, you, we old friends, right? I got no problem here. Wait, give me a letter. Give me a letter. I read to you. Let's see here.
Carl, I don't like the look in your face.
Marshal, how could you? Marshal,
Carl, stay away from
you, Carl. Marshal. Marshal, you may have me in headlock, but I'm going to kill you, Marshal.
Carl. Carl, tell me what the letter said. What did the letter say, Carl?
I never tell you, Marshal. I kill you.
Carl, quit struggling. Carl, quit struggling. I broke his neck. Maybe I should burn this letter. It's cost the life of a man and two good friends.
Run, the dog gonna get you. Run, rabbit, run, you gotta get away. Run,
Chester,
rabbit.
What are you sewing there?
Oh, Mr. Dillon, it's just an old shirt here.
Chester, don't you know they got something called thimbles to keep you from sticking a pin in your thumb?
Mr. Dillon, that ain't funny. I think I went all the way down to the bone. No, I never do use thimbles. They just kind of get in my way, so I just do it the regular way. Just a regular way.
Yeah, well, doesn't look like you need a thimble anyway. It's a pretty good job of sewing you did there, Chester.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Don't you know that a stitch in time saves nine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Chester, just the way you say that, it sounds like maybe you made up that saying or something.
Mr. Dillon, no. I did make that up. You know who did make that up, though? Mm. You know who did make that up?
No. Mm-mm.
Fishbait Michaels. Remember Fishbait Michaels? Yeah, me and him, we used to go trapping muskrat down by Crooked Fork.
Yeah, old Fishbait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were trapping muskrat one time, and he told me that he did. He's the one that made it up.
Well, Chester, I appreciate you telling me. I wouldn't have known otherwise.
That's okay, Mr. Dillon. I tell you, there's not many people know that Fishbait was once said that. Look, just got some new fresh coffee brewed here. You like a cup? Put some eggshells in it, pinch of chicory, kind of take a bite out. It's really good. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Chester.
What you reading there? You got reading yourself a book?
Nah, Chester, I got this from Carl's widow. It's a Romanian dictionary. It's got the English words followed by the definition of Romanian. It's just backwards of what I need.
You know, Mr. Dillon, that's awful. That's just plain awful. We can't figure out what that letter says.
Yeah.
Well, did you ask Carl's widow to read it for you, Mr. Dillon?
Nah, Chester. Not after it killed her husband. In fact, I've decided I'm not going to show anybody else and dodge that letter.
Well, Mr. Dillon, then how you going to figure out? How you going to figure out what that letter says? Don't you want to know?
Yeah, Chester. I want to know so bad I can taste it. But I have to figure it out myself. I don't want nobody else getting hurt. Figure out what I'm going to do. I hear tell up in Wichita they got a library. I'm going to go up there and see if they got the right type of dictionary that I can decipher this blasted thing.
Well, Mr. Dillon, that's a good idea. I think you should do that. When are you going to leave?
Well, there's no time like the present, Chester. Why don't you go get my horse saddled up?
Right now, Mr. Dillon, you want me to saddle up your horse right now?
Yeah, Chester, right now.
Okay, but you make sure you get yourself some warm clothes. It's awful cold out there.
I'll be sure to bundle up
okay,
real cozy.
Okay, I'll go get your horse saddled up. It'll take about a half an hour. You better get good supplies, too.
Okay. I'm going to find out what this letter says. I'm going to die trying.
Blast it all off. This is all your fault. We should have took my idea and took the stage back, blasted. But no, you had to ride back. Get some idea of what the frontier was like, huh?
Charles, I'm dreadfully sorry. I myself am freezing to death. I'm cold, and I have a cold. I'm sorry, Charles, I'm sorry. Isn't it my turn to use the gloves?
No, it's not your turn to use the gloves. In fact, it's your turn to go get more wood for the fire, Dagman. And don't call me Charles. Nobody's called me Charles for years. It's Doc. Just call me Doc. Everybody calls me Doc.
Okay, Doc. Perhaps you're right. We are getting low on wood. How far away from Dodge are we?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe about a day or so. Maybe if we get up early tomorrow morning and get going, we can make Dodge by tomorrow.
Okay, both you men get your hands in the air, and I want you to leave them there.
What's this?
What? Now, this is a fine thing, Olaf. Not only you get me out here and freeze me to death, but we're going to get held up for good measure.
Okay, I want both you men to shut up, too.
Yeah.
Now, just stay there. Keep your hands in the air.
Yeah.
Doc?
Matt, great thunder, man. What are you doing out here? You'd scare the warts off a hoppy toad.
Charles, you know this highwayman?
Well, I guess you might call him a highwayman. Now, Olaf, this is Matt Dillon. He's a marshal out of Dodge City.
I'm sorry to have greeted your men this way, but I figured anybody out on a night like this must either be running from the law or loco. I guess I found out that he's loco.
Well, Matt, don't you blame me. It's Olaf's idea. He wanted to come back by horseback. I wanted to come back by the stage. And if we'd have done that, we'd have been at some way station right now instead of out here freezing our noses off.
Charles, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't tell you that enough. I'm sorry. Now, could I please borrow the gloves now? I think it's my turn.
No, Olaf, if it's just a matter of gloves, I think I got an extra set in my saddlebag over here. I'll get them for you.
Now, Matt, what are you doing out here in this icebox?
Doc, if I told you, I don't know if you'd believe me or not. 3 weeks ago, a man came into my office. He handed me a letter. And then, Doc, he pulled a gun on me. I had to shoot him. The letter was in some foreign language. I couldn't read it, so a few days later, I took it over to Mr. Stern, the schoolmaster.
Yeah?
He was real nice, Doc, until he read the letter. Then he pulled a gun on me, too. Doc, I had to shoot him also.
Yeah.
Went over to Carl to pick up my horse, and, turns out Carl could read the thing, too. Doc, I've never seen a look in a man's eyes change like they did in Carl. We scuffled a little bit after I found out the letter was in Romanian. Got him in a headlock. I broke his neck.
You mean he's dead, Matt?
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh.
Well, anyway, I figure with all that behind me, I'm not going to show anybody else the letter, but through the library in Wichita would have a Romanian dictionary, and I could sit down with the letter and kind of decipher it myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that's probably a pretty good idea. Marsha Dillon, I read Romanian, and I would be very, very happy to read the letter for you, and I would even be willing to read it out loud so that there would be no problem.
Well, Olaf, I appreciate the gesture, but I don't think that'd be such a good idea, maybe.
Now, wait a minute, Matt. I've known Olaf for a number of years, and I can vouch for his character, and if he says he's going to read that letter, he'll read it. And to avoid what's happened in the past, we can make sure that we take away all the guns and all of the things that he could fight you with and do it that way. Then there'd be no problem, no problem at all.
That's a good idea. Olaf, I give you this letter, you read it out loud to me, right? First time, give me no problem.
Oh, Marshal, unless maybe my brain freezes over or something, yes, I'd be very happy to. And I don't mean to brag, but I am an excellent translator.
Okay, I got the letter here in my boot. Olaf, you got a gun on you?
No, Marshal, I wouldn't even know how to use one if I did.
And don't forget your promise. You're going to read it out loud the first time.
Yeah, I'll read it out loud, Marshal. Get these hands warmed up.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you, Marshal. Oh,
watch it.
Get it, Andy. It's going on the fire. It's going on the fire. Get it.
It's
all burnt up.
It's too late.
I'm sorry, Marshal. I didn't mean it.
That's okay, Olaf.
It's just my hands were so cold, the fingertips were numb. I had no feeling in them. I couldn't hold on. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Olaf. My only regret is that the letter wasn't burned up a couple of weeks ago. It would have saved the lives of two men. Gunsmoke, starring Bob Marks as Matt Dillon, with Bobby Jack as Chester and Connie Marks as Kitty.